reward. The angels for their ta'at, the angels for their great ibadat will not be rewarded the way you and I will be rewarded with Jannat, etc. Why? In the sense, they will not be rewarded like how we are rewarded. In this sense, that they do not have the capacity to do otherwise. We have the capacity to eat in Ramadan, and we don't eat and we keep fast. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us so tremendously by saying, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. That sawm is for me and I will reward it. That is the reason. If there was no capacity to do vice, there would have been no meaning with regard to virtue. If a blind person comes and tells you, that you know, today I did a remarkable thing. I went into the bazaars, I went into the mall, I saw a beautiful woman, I didn't see her. Say, what, Ismail Kya Kamal, what did you do? You couldn't see her. There is no. Now a young person, maybe we'll say even old people also, they go in the mall and they go and see someone whom they find attractive, they feel like looking, the urge is there, and then they are reminded, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُذُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell unto the believing male and female that they should cast their gaze down. Now whose reward is greater? Is that blind person who cannot see, is his reward more, or is that person's reward more who can do, and then he stays away from doing it? In that lies the beauty of human beings' ta'at, and in that lies why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran that when Allah ta'ala created human being, this farishta said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Oh Allah, you're going to create people and create a human being who's going to do guna and sin in the earth, and we are all the time, we are obeying you, we are glorifying you. You know, so Allah ta'ala says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Oh human being, I know what you do not know. I have my reasons and I have my wisdom for creating this human being. You see, so that is why it is said, I've heard from our ulama, that in Suratul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala makes mention that on the light of Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala sent down the angels. And one of the reasons why Allah sends down the angels, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah sends down, Hazrat Jibreel, Allah sends down the angel with the command of Allah. And one of the reasons we have heard from the ulama is, Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, O angels, this is the makhluk, this is the creation, that you objected to its creation. Go and see, it is making ibadat of minds. It has the urge to sleep, but it has sacrificed its sleep to go and perform tahajjud, to make dua, to make zikr, and to remember me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being for this remarkable purpose. And brothers, that is why there is so much reward in resisting our temptation. Our temptation always wants to lead us towards wrong. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَعَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That our nafs and our carnal desires leads us towards evil. Except the one whom Allah has mercy upon. If you leave your nafs, if you leave your carnal self, if you leave your desires and give it a free rein, then inevitably it's going to commit guna and sin. Inevitably is going to go in the path of sin. Therefore, we have to resist the urges of our desire to be able to do good. Someone one day asks Ali radiallahu ta'ala, oh Ali, tell us how it is, how can we gain Jannat? So Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave a remarkable reply, and he says, put your one step on your desires, put your one step on your desires, your next step take to Jannat. Subhanallah. One step on your desires. When you have control your desires, you have control the ability to do wrong. Your next step is in Jannat. Subhanallah. Khwaja Ajizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Ali had said, Nafs and Shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs and Shaitan, these are the two things that have destroyed me spiritually by leading me towards evil. So these are the two things that leads us towards evil that we have to resist. So we have to keep this in mind. And by Allah Ta'ala, you know, we must always keep in mind, no matter how pious a person comes, no matter sometimes how old a person is, the reality is nafs is all the time with us. Even a pious person cannot be guaranteed with regard to his nafs that it will not tempt him to do wrong. And even an old person cannot be guaranteed that his nafs and desires would not tempt him to do wrong. This is the reality which Allah